How many more jobs can we lose?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. When the government releases the new unemployment figure on Friday, that's going to include private and public jobs. This morning, we got news just about private sector employment, and it wasn't good. Let's talk about what it means with the chief economist at S&P, David Weiss. He joins us live. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
So this research firm, ADP Employer Services, says 169,000 private jobs overall went away in November. Your reaction?
That's a little bit worse than we expected. The number on Friday from the BLS will include public sector jobs. We're still expecting 125,000 job loss on Friday, so it won't be quite as bad as this report. But this was a little worse than we expected, and it just continues. This will be the 23rd consecutive month that we've lost jobs in this economy.
Right. And, you know, one of the dangers is that more unemployed people leads to more contraction, more layoffs. So I wonder, David, where's the bright spot? What's the job sector that would ever pull us out of this?
Well, we're starting to see some strength in a couple of sectors, notably healthcare. We keep getting sick, and maybe the recession's even making us a little sicker. But we worry about that because healthcare is running out for a lot of the unemployed, and, you know, how do you pay the health care providers?
Yeah, we're trying to bring down health care costs.
And of course, education's under threat because of the government budget cuts, which has been another strong sector recently.
Mm-hmm.
On the good side, manufacturing layoffs are coming to an end. We're seeing fewer of those. This is actually the best month we've seen, I think, since the beginning of the year in terms of loss of jobs in the manufacturing sector. And we're beginning to see at least a stabilization in the residential construction area, which is another area that's lost a lot of jobs.
Right. Okay. David Weiss is chief economist at S&P joining us live. Thank you, David.
Thank you.
Speaking of people losing their jobs, General Motors is looking for a new CEO after yesterday's sudden announcement that Fritz Henderson is out of that job. Board Chairman Ed Whitaker will be the interim CEO while the company does a search. Marketplace's Amy Scott reports on what kind of leader GM is looking for.
GM has a long tradition of recruiting managers from within, but analysts say this time the company may want to bring in an outsider. Mark Fulthorpe is with CSM Worldwide in London. He says GM need only look across town to Ford's recent success with CEO Alan Mulally, who came from Boeing.
What appeals there is that you have somebody who is relatively new to the sector, relatively new to the company, and kind of brings, I guess, a great degree of objectivity.
GM may have a tough time recruiting. As majority shareholder, the U.S. government limits how much the company can pay its executives. Outgoing CEO Fritz Henderson faced setbacks in his efforts to sell some of GM's struggling brands. The board reportedly wants a leader who will restructure the company more swiftly. In New York, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
Gold hit a record high in Europe again this morning, over $1,216 an ounce. A senior official at China's central bank warned that gold is a potential asset bubble. Now let's do this morning's numbers. European stocks are down slightly this morning. However, Asian markets were up moderately. On Wall Street yesterday, a weaker dollar and a decent report on pending home sales lit a fire under stocks again, with the Dow surging 127 points to 10,472. At one point, it was above 10,500 for the first time since October of last year. If you are deciding on a charity you might want to support this holiday season, you might first check its so-called overhead ratio. That's the difference between what a charity spends on its mission and what it spends on administrative costs. But Marketplace's Ashley Milne-Tite reports that may not be the best way to judge a charity's effectiveness.
Conventional wisdom says the more money a charity spends on programs and the less on overhead, the better. But Timothy Ogden of donor website Philanthropy Action says that way of thinking hurts charities.
Overhead ratios are killing the industry because every year that donors focus on overhead ratios, the charities get less effective.
Because he says when donors pressure charities to spend less on overhead, they can't do their work properly. He says just think about all the important stuff that officially counts as overhead.
It's hiring qualified and experienced staff. It's quality accounting and tracking so that they know that their funds are being spent well and going to the right places.
Without all that, he says, charities can't have much impact. He says they should be judged on their effectiveness. For example, website myphilanthropedia.org uses non-profit expert reviews to judge how well a charity's doing its job. Ogden also says donors should contact charities directly and ask them how they measure success, then decide whether to give. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Bank of America, which has begun a 10-year, $1.5 trillion investment in low- to moderate-income communities, and is distributed by American Public Media. For information about underwriting this or other APM programs, such as Marketplace Money, visit AmericanPublicMedia.org.
Does the name REO Speedwagon ring much of a bell? If so, you may be at or approaching middle age. Well, the band is still together, and it's trying to stay relevant, thus its new video game coming out today. Here's Marketplace's Jennifer Collins.
REO Speedwagon has teamed up with a digital agency to put out a video game to attract casual gamers and keep the love flowing from those old tracks. The New York Times reports REO hopes the game will help promote its Christmas album and create an alternate source of revenue. The band has pushed its old classics in various formats recently. One of its hits was featured on Fox TV's musical series Glee. And I'm getting closer than I ever thought I might. But before you bring your ship into the store, this is just an online game. It sells for $8 a session. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
And finally, the money is safe in Waukesha, Wisconsin. Police there have video of an armed man wearing a ski mask entering the outer door of the Guardian Credit Union. The man then tries to enter the inside door but finds it locked because the bank had closed 6 minutes earlier. He left before the cops could get there. Presumably, he wanted the bank's money so that he could buy a watch. This is Marketplace Morning Report. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.